Hi folks, this is Dr. Santander from Oahu Holistic Medicine. I'm going to explain to you in this video what we do, why we do it, how we do it, what it looks like to work with us in as quickly and cleanly and clearly as I possibly can. I know you're busy, we're all busy, so I'll try to make this very much worth your time. I'm going to put my headphones on so I can listen. If you'd like or you feel like you need to, you can speed this video up potentially in the viewer up to 1.5 or 1.75 or something like that to get through it a little bit more quickly. So I'm going to take you through what we do, why we do, how we do it, and to try and elucidate that to you. So I'm going to navigate to our website here and share the screen. If you're just listening, that's fine. You can always come back to looking at the video later, or just listen to what I have to say. So here's a funny video that somebody made for us. You don't have to watch it. It's awkward, but we have an application on the front of the page to apply for a consultation right off the bat. And then if you want to come on in, ask us questions, see how this is relevant to you, how it's going to help, then go ahead. You can even stop this video right now and just apply. And if you're not interested, just tell us you're not interested. If you change your mind, that's totally fine. You're allowed to do that. We work in a what's called a concierge model. It's a term. It's not the only term for what we do. We do acupuncture and naturopathic medicine, which we're going to talk about in a bit. I'm a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, which includes acupuncture. My partner's a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and naturopathic medicine. So those are her disciplines. And concierge means like membership. It's like a membership, right? You come rather than paying your money for a one-off treatment or paying your money for, you come into the office, you ask me how much it's going to cost for a treatment. I'm going to tell you it's X amount of dollars. And then you come in and you expect that that amount of money is going to be related to how much it's going to cost to solve the problem. Well, there's going to be maybe some blood tests that need to get done, or maybe some herbs and supplements that you need to buy, or maybe some specialty foods that you need to go to the store and buy, or on and on and on. Or maybe you need to come back 10 times to get the desired result. And that's how medicine works, is that oftentimes you need to return and do things over and over again to get your body to change, to force your body to change in the way that you desire. So we know that it takes a lot of time. We know that it takes a lot of energy. And we know that it oftentimes takes a lot of money. But we want to reduce as much of the annoyance to that as we possibly can, right? So if we tell you that it's going to cost this big chunk of money, but it's not going to cost any more, then I think that's more fair to tell somebody that what it's actually going to cost, rather than saying an appointment's only $200. Don't worry about it. It's only $200. Well, that's not true. I mean, it may be true in that the appointment is about $200, but the amount of money that it takes to get your desired result is probably going to be a lot more in most cases, almost all cases, with the exception of the rare case. So all of the lab testing that we think you would need, all of the herbs and supplements that we think you would need, a bunch of acupuncture visits to push that in the right direction. We do cupping, we do gua sha, we do naturopathic medicine, which encompasses genetic testing and a whole bunch of other things that we're going to talk about as well. Gut biome testing, stool testing, customized medical diets, those kinds of things. We all include that in one price because I know how frustrating it is to ask somebody how much a thing costs. I mean, it's everywhere in life. Your phone company does it to you. Your TV company does it to you. PayPal does it to you. Pick a vendor. The car dealership does it to you. Almost, it feels like every business out there in the world. It feels like it. I know it's not every business, but it feels like so many businesses nowadays are constantly. They're telling you it's this low price to get you in the door, to get you already committed to buy, so that once you've already committed to buy, they deliver to you the real price that it's going to cost more. It's going to take more time and effort. It's going to take more money. They want you to agree and commit because I think in my business training experience, they see you commit the lower price, tell you it's a higher price, you're still less likely. You could still not commit, but you've already got momentum. You've already said a couple of yeses, and they want you to say as many yeses as you can before they really hit you for as much money as they can. Anyway, that aside, we'll probably tell you that it's more expensive. or it's going to take more time to get where you're going. But if I told you that I could make you skinny overnight for one low, low, low price, you should probably not believe me. If I tell you that I can help you get skinny with eating the right foods, and I'm going to tell you what those are, doing the right movements, and I can tell you what those are, and taking the right supplements, I'm going to tell you what those are, so you don't have to go fend for yourself. Obviously, you can always question what I'm going to say and learn about it, but we want to, again, like I wrote here, we want to help you cut through the noise. There's a lot of noise. Excuse me, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of marketing misinformation out there that's competing with your attention to try and take your money. And we want to help you get your attention back and honestly take a lot of your money back and just focus on the things that you need to focus on that are going to get the job done. Okay. So I think from my personal experience, one of the first acupuncture and Chinese medicine and naturopathic concierge programs were one of the first clinics to put those together and have those operating simultaneously and side by side, which I think is really cool. A lot of what we do is backed by hundreds or thousands of years of research, basically, of cause and effect and documentation and clinic notes and textbooks and formulas and things that have been around for a long time. We try to stick to the things that we know work so that we can give people the highest likelihood of success. We want, I think people getting the actual desired result that they want from medicine nowadays in the modern world, I think it's less. Okay, so you have emergent medicine, right? Emergency medicine, modern medicine, allopathic medicine, right? Those are really to deal with like catastrophe and emergency. But all the in-between time between being like acutely sick, like I'm sick right now, or I need to be in the hospital right now, and being relatively quote unquote healthy or not sick, or sick, like a lot of people know that something's wrong and know that they need help and know that they need to bridge the gap between them being young, sprightly 18-year-olds and where they are now. So we know that there's a lot of space between like that quote unquote sick and that quote unquote healthy, where a lot of people live in this ambiguous in between, and there's a lot of work that can be done in there. And acupuncture and Chinese medicine is really great at preventing disease before it happens, treating the underlying conditions to disease on a daily and weekly basis. There's things that you can do every single day to benefit your health. A lot of people don't know what those things are, but if they did, it might be a very different state of affairs. So a lot of the naturopathic medicine that we do is obviously also backed by science. It's also very well informed, and we focus on fundamentally low risk, high reward interventions, safe and natural interventions wherever possible that we can. I think the most, we really don't do dangerous stuff in our practice. We don't really do experimental surgery and stuff like that. We don't do any surgery, obviously, but we do very, very, we try to keep it very simple, very straightforward. So this is a lot of like a little bit of the front page of our website kind of talks about what we do, right? It's an all-inclusive deep dive program designed to sort out and get a handle on or gain insight into the nature of chronic disease and conditions, as well as prevention of those diseases. So, a lot of there's a one of the problems, I tried to outline some of the problems and how we try to solve these problems on the website. You can read through it at your own time, but one of them is that most doctors' offices are overcrowded and they have to see 40 plus patients a day to pass off their to pay off their debts. We are intentionally trying not to pack our clinic so that we can give people the time and attention that they need. It's a little bit more expensive because we also have overhead and student debt, and that's just the way medicine works right now until we can find a better way. So rather than focusing on the turn and burn style of medicine, we take our time with patients, we go slow. So let's talk about what it looks like to work with us, what it looks like to on the day-to-day with us. So what it'll look like is here's what our program includes. So don't worry about this just for the first moment. What it looks like is you come in for the first you come in for the first day, come in for the first treatment. the first consultation, and we give you some paperwork to fill out in advance. And we look at the paperwork and we say, okay, we see that you have these five, seven things going on, and we're going to help you sort these out. And we're going to triage. We're going to decide what things are important to deal with now, and what things are we're going to want to deal with later. What are the urgent things that we need to deal with, and what are the also the long and slow things that we need to do? As they say, like, the money invested, what, 20 or 30 years ago would pay off significantly compared to money invested yesterday. Similarly, there's the saying that the best tree, or the best time to plant a tree, was 20 years ago. The next best time to plant it is now. And I do agree with that to a certain extent. So what we want to do is we want to identify what are the trees, right? If we were planning a garden, we'd say, what are the things that are going to fruit in 20 years? Let's get those started now. What are the things that are going to feed us in 30 days? And what are the things that are going to feed us in a year? And we're going to start those things. And we're going to make sure that we have something to eat for the 20 years while we're waiting for the fruits and trees and plants to grow to maturity. And what are we going to do while we're waiting for the 1 year plants to grow? And what are we going to do while we're waiting for the 30-day plants to grow? So what do we do that? How do we do that? What does it look like? So we usually try to say, okay, so you come into our office and there's two beds usually. Treatments are private as you want them to be. A lot of people will bring a family member or a friend, and that's okay. It's up to you. As long as they have your permission. And we'll talk, we'll do some talking, we'll see what you want to do, how you want to get where you're going, what are your goals. We'll lay out a plan for you to get there, and then we'll start treating. And usually people come in for regular, or weekly or every other week, sometimes more than once a week. Regular acupuncture treatments, weekly or bi-weekly, depending on what's necessary. We'll tell you kind of what we suggest, what we think is going to get you the best likelihood of success, what's going to fit well in your life. You don't have to come to the office every week. You don't have to come to the office every month. We work with telehealth patients, and we see them every couple months, or not at all, except for online. So we can do that as well. But what we want to do is we want to make sure that we have weekly stuff that we're working on that's going to push positive pressure for your body to change. So usually we do acupuncture, cupping. We don't do moxibustion because we can't in our building, but we'll do gua sha, which is another type of massage technique, tui na, which are medical massage techniques. Acupuncture, herbology, that kind of stuff we have working over a weekly basis. Supplements, deciding what supplements you need to be on, and monitoring you week over week to make sure that there's no negative unwanted effects. We're very, like, a lot of people worry about what are the side effects of the herbs, what are the side effects of supplements. Well, there's a decent amount of documentation on that. There's so many new medications coming out and so many new things being discovered about herbs and supplements and medications and foods and how all of these things are interacting with each other. It's a very busy and cluttered world, and we're trying to find patterns inside of that. So in lieu of knowing every single contraindication, which if any doctor tells you they know what is going to happen when they put you on one medication or another medication simultaneously, they're lying to you because they don't know what's going to happen. There's a field of probability where they know what could happen based on previous reported side effects, based on previous reports from research or from clinics and hospitals and stuff reporting adverse effects over the course of years and even decades sometimes, to clarify what's going to happen. So there's this double standard that exists in medicine where, for natural doctors, herbal doctors, MDs will say to patients, we hear this all the time, well, you don't know what's going to happen when you start taking two or three different supplements or medications in concert with this other high blood pressure medication, for instance. So don't take any of those herbs and supplements, just stay on the high blood pressure medication because you don't know what's going to happen. Well, we don't know what's going to happen when you take that high blood pressure medication. Medications interact with foods. They don't know. So if the doctor's not asking you what your diet is and giving you and prescribing you a medication, he or she is setting you up, or they is setting you up for unknowable side effects and unknowable contraindications, reasons why somebody shouldn't be taking that medication because they don't have the full gamut of information. So if we prescribe something with unknowable side effects, but a doctor, an MD, a Western MD prescribes something with unknowable side effects, it's okay for them to do this. It's not okay for us to do it, apparently. Well, that's a double standard. And how we allay the unknowable, nobody can really necessarily know what's going to happen when anybody ingests or intakes a given thing. There's always chance, right? And just being honest here, what we do, the way that we work around that, we live in the land of workarounds. We're always trying to find workarounds. As we watch you weekly, we watch you biweekly, and you can actually email us or call us, and we'll pick up the phone or we'll send you an email. And you can say, hey, I took this thing. I don't feel good. I think something might be off. We'll say, well, stop taking it. Let's look into that. Let's see what's going on. How often can you do that with your allopathic MDs, with your, quote unquote Western MDs, if you're to call Castle or you're to call, you can't really get your doctor on the phone. It's a challenge. So they don't know what's going to happen when you take two or three or four medications simultaneously. Though they may say that they know what's going to happen, they don't. They can't. So try asking them what their workaround is next time you go into the doctor's office. Well, what happens if I feel weird from this thing? They'll be like, okay, well, we'll just give you a different one. Or okay, we'll just stay on it anyway. So again, double standard. If the doctor is going to not ask you about your diet, but give you high blood pressure medication, tell you, yeah, maybe you need to change your diet. Yeah, maybe you need to change the substances that you are taking along with that to artificially bring the blood pressure down. If they're not telling you how to lower your blood pressure so that you no longer need those medications, because all medications are supposed to be given in not necessarily all medications, but as medication is meant to be prescribed corrective to correct the underlying condition that's causing the problem. If it doesn't cause, if it doesn't correct the underlying cause, let me backpedal for a second. If you have high blood pressure and you're prescribed a medication to artificially lower your blood pressure, if you need that every week, every day to keep your blood pressure low, then it's not treating the root cause. Why do you have elevated blood pressure? If you're not going to treat the elevated cause of your high blood pressure, then you're going to continue to need that pill forever until something else is done to lower your blood pressure. And actually, your body will fight against the blood pressure to raise your blood pressure artificially, or to raise your blood pressure naturally, to go against the lowering of the blood pressure from the medication. So the blood pressure creeps up and up and up. You need a greater and greater dosage of blood pressure medication if you don't do anything to treat the underlying condition. So what we do is we treat underlying conditions. We may give you something to temporarily lower the blood pressure, but we're also going to be giving you two, three, four, five things. And those things could be supplements, they could be herbs, they could be prescriptive exercises, they could be food prescriptions. And we don't tell people just to eat kale and to never eat pizza again because it's nonsense and nobody would listen to us. We tell people focus on these one or two things and ignore all the noise. Just focus on these two things. Your blood pressure will come down. Trust me, we've done this before. Just focus on this. Just take these two or three herbs and supplements. And when we're done, your blood pressure will come down to a reasonable level. And what is that reasonable level? We'll talk about what that reasonable level is with you is specific and relevant to your case. So we'll have you do measurements. We'll check your blood pressure in office. We'll check your blood pressure, have you check your blood pressure at home. Keep it, keep a little log of it. And after a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months, we should see a predictable and reasonable and lasting change so that when we take you off of those herbs and supplements that are lowering your blood pressure, it'll stay low. That's the goal. And that's how what we do is fundamentally different from what modern, quote unquote, Western medicine is doing. Okay, so it's a little bit of a tirade, but I want to clarify the difference in the intention between what we do and what else is out there. So you'll have your regular weekly acupuncture treatments or office visits where we check you, ask questions, better, worse, the same, see where things are going. We may update your customized herbal protocols and prescriptions, customized supplements and prescriptions. Oh, and by the way, all of those things are included, so it's not going to cost you extra money. It just comes with the regular fee of our service. In the meantime, we're going to do deep blood work testing. So we're going to test the things that your doctor is not testing. Like, if you feel like garbage, I'm sure most people here listening to this have heard that story. You go to the doctor and you say, "I feel like crap." They look at your, excuse me, "I feel like not great." And that they look at your blood work and they say, "Oh, well, nothing really came back. You look normal. Your labs look normal. So I don't know what to tell you." Well, that's really discouraging. And what needs to happen at that point is we need to dig deeper. And we need to say, okay, well, let's test some things that we didn't test in that very, very broad, basic, cursory test. It would be like if you took your car to the shop and you said, "This car's really messed up. It's making a lot of weird noises. Something's off. I know something's off." And they say, "Well, we checked the oil, we checked the windshield wiper fluid, and there's no check engine light, so you're fine. Your car's fine." And you drive away from the shop. It's like, it's making all kinds of messed up noises, and it's pulling to the left. And you're like, "Something's off about this, man." That is because something's off. And we need to, just because we haven't found where we were looking, doesn't mean nothing's wrong. That's a very big distinction that needs to be made. Just because your blood work looks normal doesn't mean you are a picture of health. And patients know this, and honestly, doctors know this if you deep down, but they're limited by their expertise. They're limited in what they can do. They don't know everything. And that's okay. They don't have to know everything, but you need to know what shop to go to for what problems. If it's a transmission issue, you go to transmission shop. If it's a body work issue, you go to a body shop. If it's an engine issue, you go to an engine shop. If it's an oil change, you go to a Speedy Lube, right? So, what do I eat? A lot of people are asking, "What do I eat? What do I eat? I don't know what to eat. What do I eat for my arthritis? What do I eat for weight loss? What do I eat for pain? Is there anything that I can do beyond just getting acupuncture and massage for these body aches and pains? Should I be changing what I eat? Oh, my blood pressure is high, and my doctor says I need to diet and exercise, but I don't know what to do. Like, I guess diet means brown rice and broccoli, and I guess exercise means I need to start running." No. No, 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 no. That's not what that means. So we want to a customized medical diet. What does that mean? Let's unpack that sentence for a minute. Custom meaning specifically relevant to you in the now, presently, as your present experience dictates, right? As your body is saying, "I need to not eat donuts for about 6 weeks," and then see, or even 2 weeks, and then see how that feels. Well, let's build you a diet that allows you to eat the foods you love and enjoy your life, because we all know that eating comes with enjoyment, and eating a box of donuts is kind of enjoyable for a few minutes until it's not. But there's enjoyment to food, right? We get that. So we want to make suggestions to you that are acutely and specifically relevant to your case, so that you know what to eat, you know what not to eat, you know for how long to do it, and when to stop. Okay. So all the diets that we give our patients are customized based on their blood work, based on their reporting of their experience. They're telling us what's going on with them, and our assessment based on looking at you, palpating your abdomen, maybe checking your tongue and pulse, seeing what's going on, and going from there. So we'll go, I'm just kind of going down the list here on our website of the inclusions of our program, like what it looks like when you work with us, what we do, why we do it. So the regular acupuncture treatments, right? So you come into the office, you sit down, we talk a little bit about what's going on, better, worse, the same. We check your pulse, we feel your pulse, we look at your tongue. Those are windows to the inside of the body. They help us see what's going on. They help us see what's working well, what's not working well. And from that, then we'll lay you down on the table. We'll do a couple needles on the front, flip you over, a couple needles on the back, and then we'll send you home. Maybe we'll do some massage, maybe we'll do some cupping. So what does all that stuff mean? I'm gonna unpack it for you. So acupuncture is a way of changing the way that the body operates, the way that the body works, with tiny, tiny filiform needles. So it doesn't feel like getting an injection, and we're not injecting anybody with anything. It doesn't hurt the same way that hypodermic needle does. It feels like getting a hair plucked or a mosquito bite or something. And you feel a heaviness or a cramping sensation only as long as I'm moving, twisting, or manipulating the needle. And when I stop, the pain should subside and you should slip into a nice state of relaxation. Acupuncture doesn't have to be relaxing, but it can be. People report that is. All they need is a sterile single use, so we're not, reusing them and autoclaving them. They go right in the sharps container and then they get incinerated. So cupping is a negative pressure massage. You may have seen there's a lot of information and there's a lot about cupping in popular culture and in the media right now. It's basically a negative pressure massage. So instead of pushing down on somebody's body to enhance circulation and to push and flush dead stagnant blood out of the corners, if you will, kind of sweeping the corners of the tissues, this is a negative pressure and it's doing the same thing. It's creating increased circulation. It's flushing outside of toxic waste from the cells, waste from the tissues, old dead blood. It's moving those things around with negative pressure, pulling. So if you're trying to sweep a corner of the house and you're sweeping one way, you got to change the angle of the broom to get to the other corner. This is kind of like that. It's using a different angle, different. It's a pull instead of a push, right? It'd be like a leaf blower versus a broom, right? They do different things. So similar but different. So Gua Sha is another massage technique that's like that. We do some medical massage, which is called Tuina, which is a form of customized medical massage from China. Very, very ornate and sophisticated system that's been around for a long time. Then we do partner-assisted stretching. We'll just make sure that everything is stacked the right way so that all the plumbing, the veins, the lymphatic fluids, the cerebral spinal fluid, all of those fluids are circulating properly in the body so that your body is essentially delivering nutrients where it needs to go efficiently and taking out the trash efficiently. What your house gets like if you don't take out the trash, it gets stale, stagnant, stuck, gross, smelly, and it becomes problematic to put new food into a freezer that's full of moldy, or a refrigerator that's full of moldy food, right? To put new fresh food into that refrigerator, you got to clear out the old. So that's what we do. Customizable prescription and protocols. So we check on all of our patients to make sure that the herbs, supplements, foods, diets, all of these things aren't going to clash with their current medications, their current lifestyle, any of those things. We try to make sure, to the best of our ability, that there's going to be no contraindications. Practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine, practitioners of naturopathic medicine take extensive training to understand the contraindications, when not to do a thing, when not to prescribe a thing, when not to suggest certain things. In the rare event, and it does happen, where we get it wrong, the patient will report to us, and our patients are trained to say, this isn't right. I'm going to stop doing this, and I'm going to bring my supplements back to them next week, and we're going to talk about it. So at this point, they don't even, if something goes wrong, they almost don't even contact us because they know the procedure. I'll bring it back, we'll try something else, and if that doesn't work, we'll try something else. And usually after two or three changes, we find what works. So we have extensive protocols in place for working around that, for working around contraindications and adverse side effects. Like, we have a way of minimizing adverse side effects, we have a way of reversing some adverse side effects, and we have a way of avoiding adverse side effects. Okay, so I want you to feel safe in that we are doing everything that we can to keep this as safe and as no-brainer of a good idea for people as we possibly can. Right, going to the hospital and getting catastrophic surgery to your body should be the last resort, the absolute last resort. We want to exhaust all of the safe and low impact and natural things that we can beforehand, if we can. If things are an emergency, by all means, go to the hospital. By all means, take the antibiotics and emergency things that you need, and then we'll do what we can afterwards to allay the negative side effects of that, to reverse the negative side effects of that. So all the supplements, customized herbal prescriptions, protocols, all of that, and additional tests beyond the basics. That stuff's all included. That's all included in one price because we don't want you to come in and say, you said it was going to cost me $1,000, and now it's costing me $3,000. That's not fair. And I agree, it's not fair. So we're going to tell you that it's going to cost more than you think, probably. But it's going to cost more than you think because a lot of our patients come in with their mindset Being attuned to, I only need to look for how much an appointment costs. I only need to look at how much one bottle of herbs and supplements costs. And unfortunately, those are myths and false truths that have been purported by marketing and supplement companies and medical companies that want you to think that it's going to be this one simple thing and it's not going to cost very much. You don't have to worry about it. When the reality is that being healthy costs a lot of time, costs a lot of money, and it costs a lot of attention. You got to put your attention, you got to put your willpower to it, and it's hard. And it's hard and it's frustrating to show up at the office sometimes. As a patient, I get it, because you go in, you're going to have uncomfortable conversations about the things you may or may not have done that are for in your best interest. You got to be honest about it. You're going to get poked, you're going to get an elbow, and you're going to take some herbs and supplements that might not taste great. But guess what? It's the uncomfortable. It's the bitter medicine that works the best often. Okay. So if you're looking for the easy, cheap, quick way to go about it, you can stop the tape right here and go on your merry way because this isn't it. Okay. And I just want to be as honest and transparent as I possibly can about what the process looks like. Now, we give people highly customized diets. So we do the blood type diet. We do nutrigenomic diet, and we oftentimes prescribe foods based on traditional Chinese medicine parameters as well. And all of the customized diets that we give people are based on measurements that we're taking in people's daily lives. It's based on blood type measurements, it's based on what the genes are saying about you, and it's based on what your blood type is. It's based on what you look like now. How much fluid retention do you have in your body? How much fat's on your body? How much phlegm is in your body? How dry is your body feeling? How damp is your body feeling? Right? These are all conditions that I think most of us are familiar with, though we don't always talk about it. We want to give foods that are going to bring you towards more into balance, not towards this one perfect static middle point, but rather a dynamic form of balance that's always changing, it's always moving. But in its change and in its movement, there's stillness and a sense of well-being and a sense of peace of mind and ease and an absence of pain and suffering to the best of our ability. Okay? So custom, everything's custom, 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 custom. It doesn't mean it's always different, but it's customized to you. Okay? So this is I wrote here that this is the exact medicine that we use in our daily lives, and I should have maybe specified that it was us, the doctors, the practitioners. This is the exact same medicine that we do, we're giving you. So it's not like we have some weird, sophisticated, or aggressive medication that we wouldn't take to lengthen our lives or that we wouldn't take because we know how, you know, there's some things that we won't take because it's not necessary for us, it's not prescribed for us, but it's the body of knowledge that we use in our day-to-day lives. That we're going to give to you so that you know that proof's in the pudding and that we are living by the same things that we tell you. We're not going to be the doctor who tells you need diet exercise while he's smoking a cigarette and drinking a soda, right? We're going to live by the same things that we're telling you. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have fun. Doesn't mean you can't indulge. Doesn't mean you can never drink again. Doesn't mean you can't eat cheese again. Doesn't mean you can never eat sugar again. Doesn't mean any of those things. But we're going to inform you. So this is where the idea of informed consent comes in, which I think needs work in our day and age. Informed consent means we're going to inform you of the risk and the benefits associated with what we want you to do, the risk and the benefits, and we're going to get your consent to do these things to the best of your ability to understand them. Now, there's a school of thought that says that informed consent is not possible because the patient does not usually have medical training. That could be right. Could be fair. So we're going to take our time to explain it to you as best of our abilities. What you should do, what you should avoid, what you should incorporate, make that as clear as we possibly can. And then we go back and we retest. Test the blood work, we test the fluids of the body, we test the digestive tract, see what gut bacteria is living in there. Is it the right proportions and the right amounts of each? We retest, we treat again with customized herbs, customized supplement prescriptions and protocols, then and a customized diet, then we retest again. And we go back and rinse and repeat. All the while, if you so decide, coming in for acupuncture treatments, coming in for your interviews with the naturopathic physician or with myself, the traditional Chinese medicine physician, and we make sure that everything is going in the same direction, right? Everything is going in the right direction that we want it to go. If anything is not working, we pivot, we find a workaround. And there's a lot of reasons why things couldn't work. There's a lot of roadblocks along the way, and we don't want anybody to get discouraged. I know it can be discouraging at times, but our job and our game here is, what's the workaround? That's the game. Find an obstruction, what's the workaround? Like a stream flows around a stone, right? What's the workaround? How do we get around this obstacle and as easily and seamlessly as possible? Our goal is that when you finish our program with us, that you want to stay because you know how great it is and you know how much of a benefit having this type of medicine in your life is. Or if you decide to leave, you're going to have these principles, you're going to have these ideas, you're going to be trained as a patient to know what questions to ask doctors, to know what questions not to ask doctors because they're going to give you bad advice on, to know what to do, to know when something feels off, to trust that instinct, and to know when something feels right and to go with that. So that's all for now. I'm going to leave it here. We usually try to work with people for minimum 6 weeks is our like get to know you period. We have like one quick early we have an early program where we want to get to know you, right? So 6 week program, you come in. Again, that includes the labs, herbs, supplements, blood work. We want you to get to know us, right? The acupuncture, naturopathic visits, nutrigenomic analysis of the genes, personalized diet, testing of all different things, cupping, twine, all that stuff, right? The medical massage, all that stuff. All it's included in one price, right? We prefer to work with people for 6 months or 12 months because we know that change takes time and it can be slow and it can be frustrating. So we want to give these things the time that they need so that it would be unrealistic for you to not have the desired change that you're looking for. So if you want to reach out and talk more about this, how it's relevant to you in your daily life and your specific case, reach out to us. We're happy to talk, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you. So thank you for listening. I hope this clarifies things a little bit. Thank you for your time. I know it's gone on a little bit long, but I hope that's useful. And looking forward to connecting. My name is David Santander, and have a great day. Bye-bye.